Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from the W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California, live from the 805, I'm Jimmy Ray, and this is SenCal Pro Radio. From the 805, it is I, Jimmy Ray, and thank you for once again tuning in to SenCal Pro Radio. Before we begin, we would love to give a shout-out to our live ticket locations. That's right, we are looking at you, law offices of Dennis James Balsamo at 67 South Street in Flo, and you too, Flo Beverage and More at 158 Higuera Street in Flo, and of course, who could forget Traditional Tattoo at 251 Higuera Street in Flo. Tickets are on sale now for the inaugural SenCal Pro Wrestling event, number one, baby. It is the first of its kind, and it is live, March 22nd at the Graduate, 990 Industrial Way in San Luis Obispo. Is going to be your hot ticket to the Sunday night event that will be known to San Luis Obispo as, simply put, Wrestling Night. That's right, you know, like your dad has, you know, college hop night, it's got Latino night. We're gonna make college hop night look like country night. It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna have involvement beyond involvement. So, but before we get anywhere else, we definitely have a surprise tonight. Returning to the Central Coast for Central Coast wrestling fans across, well, the coast. This is a superstar that we have been wanting to see come back. He is one of the favorites, and I am pleased to bring him back for his first radio appearance in over 6 months. Oh, you know who I'm talking about. He needs absolutely no more introduction. The Midnight Gun himself, Caden Anthony. Caden, what's up, brother?
What is up, Jimmy Ray, my Baja brother? Testify.
Hey, that's right. The Baja crew is officially in the house. And anyone out there, if you want to be in the know, you want to know what's going on in the underground, the deep inside of SenCal Pro, there is a special elite crew known as the Baja crew. And, we didn't ride like the Baja, 1000. We don't go out and race nothing, but we certainly race to the finish line of taco eating. And
well,
how you been, man? Yeah, burritos Caden goes burritos, Ray goes tacos, and I think Sledge goes nachos.
Yeah, it's a trifecta, huh?
That's right, the trifecta. Man, it is so good to hear you back on Pro Wrestling Radio, man. It's been like at least 6 or 7 months since I have heard you on Pro Wrestling Radio.
Indeed it has. It's good to be back.
Absolutely, and it's great to have you back, not only on Pro Radio, but we are like just beyond pleased to be featuring you, the return of Caden Anthony, at our very first inaugural SenCal Pro Wrestling Show, number one, baby. Number one.
I can't wait, brother.
Yeah, it's so awesome, man. You know, okay, so a lot of our fans, a lot of the Central Coast wrestling fans, they know about Caden Anthony, but real quick, man, tell us how you got into the business.
Well, I mean, I've always loved wrestling, and I was 16 at the time that California Wrestling Alliance came around. Before that, I was planning on going up to All Pro Wrestling when I turned 18, but I got the chance to start training when I was 16, so I started doing that right in Santa Maria, and here I am.
That's right. Now, since the fans have seen you wrestle in Santa Maria sometimes around, I think it was August of last year, you have since resurfaced up north at a kind of a friendly federation I like to visit, none other than PCW. What can you tell me about that? How did that happen?
Well, I've actually kind of done with the business for a little bit there. I thought I was done anyways, but Mitch Valentine actually gave me a call to make my return at PCW, so I jumped on the opportunity.
Wow, and the rest was history, huh?
Yeah, pretty much, and just made my debut at GGP in Chico a couple weeks ago, actually Super Bowl Sunday. That was pretty cool.
Nice. While everyone else was watching Katy Perry dance with two sharks, Caden Anthony was out debuting at GGP.
Sip of coffee for the working man.
Now, over at PCW now, you were kind of formed a new tag team, one of the hotter tag teams, you know, the up and rising tag teams of NorCal. And, you know, we haven't seen you guys over here, you know, in Central California or even in Southern California, but I heard you are one half of the Midnight Guns.
You would be correct, Jimmy Ray. It's not that I don't want to go to SenCal or SoCal to do that. I would very much like the opportunity.
That's right. You hear that, wrestling promoters out there of Central Coast and Southern Cal, the Midnight Guns and Caden Anthony, they are for hire. Have Midnight Guns, will travel. That's awesome, man, and it sounds like you kind of you and what some would consider to be an unlikely tag team partner, someone with a very similar road recently as yourself. Both of you had resurfaced over there when I think Central Coast fans thought that they might not ever hear or see from you guys again. And sure enough, you guys resurfaced as a tag team. And not once, but a few times, you guys have certainly made a mark over there. And I heard recently, you know, you guys were kind of, you know, in somewhat of a spat, I guess, with the last team you guys were fighting. What can you tell me about that?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. What's
well,
the last
I guess,
team?
You know, you guys are, you know, you made your impression, you know, you made your mark on your first match. You came back and you solidified that. I have a feeling, you know, call me crazy, but you guys are after the tag team titles.
Well, of course, that's the ultimate goal. I mean, there's no point in wrestling otherwise.
Well, fans, I have discovered the mystery of Caden Anthony's run at PCW. Thank you so much for joining us for SenCal Pro Radio. Oh, crap, we got like 20 more minutes left. We could probably mention talking with Sledge, I guess, you know, as a tag teamer in the corner, you guys have probably shared notes. It's no surprise that we hear about you surfacing over at SenCal for the inaugural show. I'm guessing you and Sledge are pretty cool behind the scenes.
Definitely. Sledge is one of my best friends, and I'm excited to work with him in SenCal for the return.
It's going to be great. I really, truly think having both of you in the same show. Now, considering you'll be in a match against the Riot, Jacob Diaz. Now, I mentioned it to him after the show. We had, you know, the show kind of got cut off last week. We had a lot going on. I mentioned to him after the show, hey, by the way, Jake, you are going to be taking on Kaden Anthony for the return, you know, of Kaden Anthony's Central Coast, you know, wrestling, you know, career. And he kind of was like, whoa, the return of Kaden Anthony? Wait a minute, what about the return of Jacob Diaz? He goes, I am debuting at Sin Cal. I am the biggest thing that's going to be in that ring, and I'm going to prove it when I take out Kaden Anthony. And he kind of jumped on it. I didn't realize that was a touchy subject. Then again, anytime you're in the other side of a ring with Jacob Diaz, that, of course, is a touchy subject. Have you faced Jacob Diaz before?
Only in tag team action. I've known him for at least 10 years or so now. But, never one-on-one, only in tag team matches.
Wow. So you have wrestled tag team in, tag team out. I mean, I've seen you pair with several tag teamers, you know, over the years, and within video pictures and even matches that I filmed myself. You're stepping out of the tag team curtain here at Sin Cal, and you're taking center stage in the singles career.
That's correct. I started as a tag team wrestler, really. I've kind of always been a tag team wrestler. I've only had a few singles runs under my belt, but yeah, I'm pretty excited to do this for the Central Coast fans.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, it's going to be great to showcase someone who we have seen in tag team action over the years, to showcase some of the finer things that you can't exactly do in a tag team match. Because when it's a tag match, four minds in there. You know, it's like having two teams in the same kitchen. You know what I mean? Both trying to cook something, and then, you know, somebody's got an idea, and someone else got an idea, and hey guys, you know, the customer's waiting for their meal. Get out of here. You know, and you only got so long to pull off whatever it is you're trying. Now that the match is, you know, centered around two guys instead of four, this kind of gives you an opportunity to really kind of focus in on Jacob Diaz. I've seen Jacob Diaz. I've hung out with Jacob Diaz. I've been on the road with Jacob Diaz. He's a handful. I'll say that. And I'm not saying that, you know, how the ladies say it. I mean it like handful in the ring. And he's certainly, you know, a handful when he's got something to tell you. It's going to be awesome to see you two going at it live at the Grad, because the Grad has not had wrestling of this caliber, well, ever. You know, they've had wrestling shows and they've had other shows in the past. But I think this kind of show and what we're going to deliver with guys like you returning to the Central Coast, Kaden, this is sure to be one of the best wrestling shows of all time on the Central Coast, and I think we will make our mark with bombshells with the name inscribed Kaden Anthony being dropped in that there very ring.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that Kaden Anthony has been to the Grad, and it's going to be exciting to return.
Yeah, returns across the board for Kaden Anthony, to the Grad, to the Central Coast, to Pro Wrestling Radio. Kaden, I got to say, man, it is nothing short of an honor to have you back with us. And, you know, coming out the others, we're going to shift gears a little bit here. There's been a lot of speculation, and we're going to get to this at the end of the show. But there's a fourth man here at Sin Cal. There's myself, obviously. Sledge, you know, the parent creator of it all. He knows Big Pop. And then we got, you know, Dominate. Well, that's three guys. There's a fourth guy, and there's a lot of speculation on the internet, Kaden, that you're the fourth guy.
Me? Who said that?
Yes. Well, you know, like I said, we will get to this here in a few moments. Quite a few people online have mentioned, quite a few fans. I have received letters, text messages, even calls. One person even showed up at my door to ask me. That's no joke. Everybody probably knows who that is. But suffice to say, everyone wants to know who it is, and a lot of the sources say it's you. Tonight, at the end of the show, I'm going to get a confession out of you. I promise my audience here at Sin Cal Pro Radio, we are getting the confession out of you. Is Kaden Anthony the fourth guy behind Sin Cal? But before we get to that, I got to ask you, have you heard any of the news and fanfare over this King of Indies tournament going on up north by our friends Pro Wrestling Revolution?
I have heard of it. I was actually at the, I think it was technically the second one, but back in 2001, I think, 2000.
Oh, wow. 2001, geez,
yeah.
I was, I think I was just trying to graduate high school.
Hey, me too, man. I don't even think I had been training for more than a couple months at that point, but Yeah, I was there.
Well, I had been training for at least 5 or 6 years at that point. I mean, if you count WCW, NWO Revenge, WrestleMania 2000, and then WWE No Mercy, or WWF No Mercy at the time, if you count all three of those games and playing them religiously throughout my entire high school career, then one could surmise that I, too, also trained in the early 2000s.
don't get me wrong. I did the same exact thing.
But you turned it into a career, man. You put the controller down, laced up the boots, and got in the ring. That's a lot more than Jimmy Ray did. You know, I'm still nursing off that controller, if you know what I mean. I mean, but you made it happen, man. 2001, still wrestling in 2015, to be able to have a triumphant comeback, you know, at pro wrestling, a sport that you have been honing the craft at for nearly 14 years now. It's got to feel good to have this kind of revival in a career and go back at it again, because I personally think the fans were not ready to say goodbye to you. And the fact that the fans will have the opportunity to see you in the ring again, if I wasn't announcing the show, I would so buy a ticket to this show.
I would too, brother.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, definitely. And you know, fans, if you need tickets to the show, tickets are still available, but they are going fast. We have over half the tickets sold, and they are kind of growing each day. And the grad has put they claim 350 people. I'm going to try to get 351 in there, and then be like, are you really going to throw out this one person? You know, the kid with the short one arm shorter than the other. You're really going to throw him out? And hopefully they'll let, you know, short arm Timmy stay. But the point is, we are going to pack this house so unbelievably tight, full of wrestling fans, that the grad is going to have to build a second layer just to house everyone. Because, I mean, this event, this is what San Luis Obispo residents have been waiting for. A show like this. I mean, they got it, what, one wrestling show several years ago, back in, what, 2011, 2012? That's not enough. One wrestling show isn't enough. You can't just do one and then walk away. You know, like, who does that? I mean, honestly, that's why we're coming back. And we are here. Right? We're here to stay, brother. We are here to stay. We're going to see you not once, not twice. Senkel's running all year, bro. Are you going to be around for the party?
Oh, you better believe it. I'm actually moving back to the Central Coast here in a month or two.
Whoa! That is breaking news. Kaden Anthony is actually returning, residing back on the Central Coast. That is awesome, brother. I can't wait for you to come back. Baja Fresh will never, ever be the same again.
You better believe it.
That's right. If you want to get down on the Baja crew, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is send a check for $20 to Kaden Anthony and Jimmy Ray, care of SenCal Pro. Make sure it says in the memo, Baja Funds. Otherwise, for tax purposes, we get a little heat by our accountant, quote unquote. Well, fans, we are about halfway through SenCal Pro Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, sticking with us. Kaden, brother, what else has been going on, man? I hear good things about this GGP show. What else can you tell me about that? I haven't actually visited out in Chico yet. What's up with those guys out there?
Man, it's a good group of guys trying to start something big in Chico. And I debuted there in the main event against a guy named Rick Luxury. I don't know if you've heard of him or not.
Cool. Yeah, kind of. We've heard of Rick Luxury around here.
Right on. Yeah, man, it was fun. Came up a little short, but it's all good, man. Good set of guys over there.
You know, losing to Rick Luxury is still winning in a lot of categories. It's almost like one of those, like, you know, Chuck Norris jokes. You know, if Chuck Norris has $5 and you have $5, Chuck Norris has more money than you. You know, that's mathematical law. So it's like if you have a match with Rick Luxury and he beats you in a match with Rick Luxury, you are still technically in a match with Rick Luxury. And that's kind of where it all comes full circle again. And I mean, if I could ever be in a match with Rick Luxury, I would probably need an all-expenses-paid trip to the emergency room afterwards, because I don't think I'd survive more than just a few moments. How did you go toe-to-toe with Rick Luxury the whole time?
How did I do that?
I mean, I watched video of people do it, and I'm just like, how? How?
Yeah, man, I've known him for a long time, and I've actually wrestled him one-on-one before, and also came up short. But this time, you know, it was a lot of fun, even though I didn't get the win, but I consider it one of my favorite one-on-one matches for sure.
That's awesome. Definitely any match against Rick Luxury is a match for the history books, especially if you're the one writing the history book of yourself. And that's exactly what I think pro wrestlers are truly doing, is that regardless where you wrestle, regardless where you've been, what matters the most is the fans you've interacted with, the cities that you've been to, and the memories and bonds that you've made. And so personally, I think that a wrestler's story transcends any business. I mean, obviously, if you go out to the WWE, they're going to change your name and repackage you. But with that, you know, that completely aside, you know, I think that the wrestler traveling is truly the story, not so much where they've been. It's all about where they're going and what they're doing. And the fact that Caden Anthony is now hot on the scene of the Northern California wrestling scene and now making his way back down south, this should show fans that indie pro wrestling is hot right now. All over California, all over the United States, indie pro is certainly where it's at. I mentioned before, I truly think the indie pro will be the second coming of the Monday Night War. At some point, indie pro will be so hot, WWE will not be able to, you know, turn a blind eye to it, and they're going to have to say, okay, how are we going to compete with indie pro? How is a $1 billion corporation going to compete with the indie scene? If that day ever happens, if truly North meets South and the world tips over, I think that'll show something. I think that'll show that all the fans who currently watch indie pro right now, they were all right. Each and every one of them were right. And the fact that yet again another wrestling company is opening up in California, this just goes to show it is hot right now. You know, it's like if we were all brewing Pepsi in the backyard, you know what I mean? We all want to put our label on it real quick. How do you get your label out? Well, you have celebrities of the scene like Kate and Anthony stand with your Pepsi, drink it, crush the can, toss it away. But it's the fact they held your can, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of companies in California, but it's a big state, you know?
Absolutely. You know, I was telling people the other day, you know, driving through all of California, if you're going on a wrestling trip from, you know, you're doing the loop from north to, you know, central or even southern and coming back, you've almost driven the equivalent of like 3 or 4 or 5 East Coast states. You know what I mean? If like you're driving like on the East Coast, you would have gone through 5 or 6 states, you know, in the time you drove through all of California. And yet it's like, we're still in California, like this endless screen and just doesn't go away. And every time I get off the screen, the next screen is just the same one again. So it's like the internet. And it just sort of seems that, like, you know, California, we don't realize it, but we drive several states distance to go and beat people up in the ring or get beat up in the ring, whatever ends up happening towards the end of the match. But, you know, all in all, the commitment that you guys have driving up and down the coast, ring after ring, company after company, it just really shows that, like, the fans who have put their money into you, that have put their time into you, their investment was sound. It was worth their time and effort to watch you guys in the ring. It was worth their time and effort to buy your shirts. It was worth their time and effort to harass you on Facebook, beg for a friend request, and be like, oh, cool, Jimmy Ray and Katie Anthony are finally friends on Facebook. Awesome. It's worth it to these fans, man, because it's like you guys are truly the Central Coast superheroes, you know, of this time of now. You know, you can't reach through the TV, slap hands with somebody as they're walking in the ring, but you can do it at an indie show. And, like, the fan interaction I've seen with you where, I mean, they just rush you at you know, halftime. And you were signing autograph after autograph, shirt after shirt. I mean, fan after fan were wearing suitcase shirts, were, you know, holding Kate and Anthony signs. I mean, I even saw one with one of the little fake megaphones, you know, like that Lady Vane uses, you know, as you guys, you know, used to come to the ring. I even saw someone in the audience holding a little megaphone. I was like, I couldn't tell if it was Lady Vane or Jimmy Hart, you know, but since it was kind of pinkish, I'm leaning towards Lady Vane. But I mean, I even saw one person have the little loudmouth thing that you guys had that said Sucan, the black little cone looking thing. I saw someone drink a beer out of that and put it, you know, at the end of their mouth and dump a beer into it. I thought that was pretty inventive.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It just goes to show.
That one, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
I didn't see that one, but that's awesome too.
I saw that one. I have a picture of it somewhere, and I was like, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. You know, Santa Maria, boy, do you know how to party sometimes. And and you know, the party is going to continue on in San Luis Obispo on March 22nd when SenCal Pro goes live for the inaugural show. Number one, baby. And, you know, it's going to be great. You know, the fans who come to the show, bro, they're going to be able to, like, order drinks. They're going to be able to eat. This is, you know, a venue where we want our audience to, you know, eat and, you know, get intoxicated if they can afford it, you know, because that's what you do at a place like the Grad. And normally when you have something that's cool at the Grad, people are paying the exact same amount of money to go inside and sit at a bench and watch a television. I'm serious. Like, I've paid $10 and $15 to go watch UFC events at the Grad, and I'm sitting and watching a screen shoulder to shoulder, and I'm like, wow, I could have done this at home. You know, no offense to the Grad, but, you know, it's when you're watching a screen, sure, that's fun. But when it's live in front of you, I think that's going to add an extra element no one expected. And we're taking you guys out of the screen and onto the scene. And it's going to be great to see you guys shine in a new light, in a blue light, a Central Coast light that's all about you lights. We are SenCal Pro. And I think that's everything I could possibly say about SenCal Pro. Pretty yeah, sure, man. That covers it, right? You know?
Yeah, the Grad is an awesome venue. Can't wait to go back there, man. I love the setup. Being able to drink and eat there is also great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that's kind of why when we were looking for places to be, we're trying to find, we need a home. We don't just want a venue where we're going to run out once. We need a home. We need a place that we can go back to. We need a place where they see our faces. They know that the Grad is where it's at. And I mean, really, every city that's got a college has a Grad. So, I mean, this really goes out to all the college students out there. I mean, if you go to the Grad, you're already there. I've seen half of you there for all the other nights. Jimmy Ray can't dance. Jimmy Ray can't line dance. Jimmy Ray, I can kind of do whatever dance they do at the Latino nights. That is the kind of dance Jimmy Ray can do. But not being able to apply to two out of the three major nights at the Grad is kind of a bummer. So the fact that we're adding the newest night at the Grad, the wrestling night at the Grad, finally, Jimmy Ray actually is relevant and doesn't have to dance. So, Clay Couser, yeah. He's an old dancer. Let me tell you, you ever seen that guy wrestle? But have you ever seen him dance in the ring?
I've seen him do both, yes. And,
I love that man dancing. Yeah, Clay Couser, I can't wait to dance with him. I think we should all have a dance-off downtown after the show. We should all just go to Downtown Flow and just find a place, and even if they're not playing music, we should start dancing.
Hey, let's do it, man.
What do you call that? Flash mobs or something, you know?
Yeah, I could break dance a little bit if you want me to.
There you go. I think somebody, if we can find somebody, anybody out there that's got a beatbox, you know, that's just really just put your hand at your mouth and make some noises. Kate and Anthony has promised to dance for us. We're going to take a caller real quick here at the end of the show. Live from the 805, you are on with Jimmy Ray and Kate and Anthony. Who's this?
Hey, Kate and Anthony, what's going on, man?
Is that Clay Towser?
Oh, yes, it is.
The Rebel Rouser.
What is this stuff, dance off?
Yeah,
I don't. You know, I require a woman to dance. I don't just dance.
That's true.
Oh, jeez.
We were kind of thinking
saying we have to hold hands.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to necessarily dance together. It's kind of like that scene in Happy Days where the Fonz, you know, was dancing nonstop and he beat out everyone else. It's like that, only you won't have to go for 24 hours.
Or we could just do like a Soul Train gimmick.
I'm way too white for a Soul Train gimmick.
Oh, come on.
I think between the three of us whiteys, we can muster up some soul. I think if Clay, if you rub, you know, rub me like a stick, you know, against, you know, Caden, and if you can generate heat, maybe somehow we can get soul. I don't know.
Maybe fire.
Well, okay, fair enough. We get some fire, some heat. Yeah. Rub me and Caden together and cause some heat. That's a wrestling riddle for you. But. Well, fans, we are at the end of regular time here on SenCal Pro Radio, but if you stick around or listen to the end of this, we are going to go into bonus time, and you are going to be live, well, not live, but post-live, pre-live, after-live, whatever it is, but just, you know, not actually right now, with Jimmy Ray, Caden Anthony, and Rebel Rouser, Clay Towser. Thank you so much for your time. SenCal Pro Radio, we'll be back next week at a brand new time. 7 p.m. live on Blog Talk Radio. That's right. SenCal Pro Radio is going prime time, 2 hours. Bonus time starts now. You guys like that transition? Now this is like bonus time. This room's a little cushier.
That was nice.
Yeah, all right. Welcome into my office, fellas.
2 hours?
Yeah. 2 hours. Right. Who can stuff 2 hours into radio? Now, that's not to say we're going to go for two. It's like, you know, when they say, like, you know, the following contest is scheduled for one fall and is set for a one-hour time limit. Well, hopefully you don't actually go the whole hour, but if you do, you know, the match allowed for it. No one's going to throw you out, you know. No one's going to say, hey, you know, ding, 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 you guys got to get out of the ring now.
Actually, we will.
We can go as long as we want. Well,
they should.
You
know, no, actually, if you have a one-hour time limit and it goes over that hour, the match is over.
Well, right, you see, but when you have a variety show such as SenCal Pro Radio, going 2 hours is going to give us the likes to interview many, many more than one guest tonight. We will have written and recorded commercials, sound effects. It's going to be like the radio show I always wanted.
Just don't do 3 hours, or you're going to have to do a bunch of recap segments.
Yeah, well, yeah. If we go the full 2 hour mark, it might be much. Well, fans, we're definitely going on an hour early. We're going to be starting at 7 p.m. because we are moving into the prime time spot. We'll go an hour. We'll go an hour and a half. Next week, we got Rick Luxury on the show, believe it or not. He is going to be our big guest. That's right. For our first big show. And, well, we have Rick on, so I think we might actually go over the 2 hours. But it's going to be the greatest, highest-rated show in SenCal Pro Radio history. And so far, history only goes back about 4 shows. But...
yeah, so you're gonna have about 5.
Yeah, it's our 5th anniversary show is what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
You know, the 5th anniversary show. That's right. It's gonna be our 5th anniversary show next week. I can't wait. I can't wait to already have an anniversary, you guys. It means so much to already. We haven't even had a real wrestling show yet, but our radio show already gets an anniversary.
We all know what happens at 5th anniversary shows, huh?
My understanding is beer gets taken away.
Beer gets confiscated.
Yeah, things get complicated.
Well, fans, we promise, after this anniversary show of SenCal Pro Radio, each and every person who was on the show is guaranteed to return. We promise.
Maybe.
Maybe. We promise. Maybe. I like promising maybe. Well, you know, I gotta, now that we're all here, we're all sitting here. Kaden, I told the fans earlier that there is a possibility that you are the fourth man, as they have stated, and that I was going to promise them a confession from you. Tell the audience now, Kaden Anthony, are you the fourth man behind SenCal?
Well, that's all news to me. No one's asked me about it, and no, I'm not.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard of such a thing, actually.
Well, all right,
so
dude,
you are
not
the fourth ace behind SenCal Pro.
I am not the fourth horseman.
Wow, that is a shock. I thought for sure, feeling a little sheepish here. I thought for sure we were going to let the audience know the fourth man's identity tonight, and it turns out it's not you.
No, but hey, I'll be the fifth.
Oh, yeah. Well, if there was room for a fifth, if there is a fifth, you heard it. Kaden Anthony has confirmed that he's the fifth man. But then that still leaves the question, who is the fourth man behind SenCal Pro? And I think, sorry fans, I tried to deliver tonight. I was trying to give you that answer, but you're going to have to keep tuning in to SenCal Pro. You're going to have to keep tuning in to, you don't really tune into Facebook. What do? You log on to Facebook? Is that what it is?
Log in.
You log in. Okay, you log in, you log on, you tune in, you find out, you turn on, whatever it is. You do it on Facebook, but that's where you go to find out more because breaking news is happening every moment. I mean, Clay, I don't know if you heard it earlier in the show. Kaden's moving back to the Central Coast. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't he want to? I don't know why he left in the first place. You know how much of a void
so
you
right.
left in my life when you left? That was just ridiculous,
yeah.
man.
I'm sorry, man.
You know, Clay's a big guy, and he's got a big heart, and that big heart can break, too.
and mine has been broken, let me tell you. I mean, I tried to pursue some other opportunities, and they just didn't work out. So, you know, I'm coming back for that that Corvette ride with Clay.
Yeah.
That will happen. You got that one definitely coming.
All right.
Corvette ride. Yeah, we got to get Clay.
Well, if it's
Clay,
long
do you
enough,
read
we'll
it, Baja?
Drop the top.
Drop the top. It's hot like that.
But I was never invited to come with your, inside Clip Baja crew.
What? You didn't get the memo?
Never. Even after I said, what the hell, how come I wasn't invited? I never even got a memo after that.
Allow me to be the one to tell you, my friend, have an official invitation to the Baja crew at our next Baja crew underground meeting.
Awesome. I'm in.
That's right. The Baja crew, we're going, we're leaving above the ground, and we are going underground, baby. We are expanding. We need to see good taco, burrito, and nacho eaters amongst the ranks. And Clay, I don't think they've ever even thought of the likes of you. You could cause devastation at Baja.
I have come in second place at the World Buffet Challenge at the powerlifting event once. So
whoa! The man simply known as Clay. That has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Just Clay.
Clay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Clay.
Right, so, well,
I'm pretty happy with that, yeah. Yeah, I like it so much. I kept my name all my life.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't be too much of a stretch. So why don't you just stretch the name,
Clay?
Yeah, right. I don't know. The Baja crew need a power lifter, power swallower, power taco devourer like the Rebel Rouser.
Whoa! I don't swallow anything.
Whoa, okay. Well, we'll need a bin or something then for Clay to spit out the tacos in, because apparently he doesn't go all the way on the first date. So.
Anyway, yeah, they're with the G rating.
Yeah. Officially, we have lost our eligibility for our daytime Tony Award. Son of a bitch.
We almost had it.
Almost, man. We were so close.
And now we know who's not invited back to the fifth show.
Yes, exactly. The fifth show. Yeah, the fifth show is going to be awesome. I encourage all of you guys to call in on the fifth show. I encourage even our fans to call in on this one. We're going to have more time for everybody. I mean, dude, we're going to have wrestling personified Rick Luxury on the show of shows. He is the show of show, and he's going to make this show. We're going to hit luxury status by next week.
Get luxury seating?
Luxury?
Nothing. Not even a little bit. Nothing.
Even luxury heating. Actually, it's going to be kind of cold in the studio. We didn't pay the bill. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I know. It turns out you need money to do this. So, basically, guys, we are going to run a wrestling business. Get this. To make money.
No way.
Way.
Why would you do that? That ruins the whole lot of the whole wrestling.
Yeah, man.
I know.
That's a thing to do.
I have literally shattered the fourth, fifth, sixth through seventh wall. We are going to run a wrestling company to make money.
I don't think that's ever been done on the Central Coast.
I'm pretty sure it's never been done.
That is good news.
It is great news.
I mean,
it's kind of like one of those things, calling all workers, anybody who knows how to wrestle can lace up a pair of boots. There's a stage in town and some lights above it. Where are you?
Yeah. Well, anyways, I got to head out, guys. You have a good one.
I'll see you later, Clay.
Awesome, brother. Thank you so much, Clay Towser, for joining us tonight on the show.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, look at that. We have Clay Towser on the show, Kaden. I mean, I wish we had more than three audio clips because then I could have had his music ready. But, you know, that just goes to show when we have a bigger, better show, brother, we're going to have so much more. It's going to be like that time that, you know, Monday Night Raw got Sunday Night Heat, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, it's like a little extra bit, you know?
It's not going to turn into a war, is it?
No, not a war per se. I mean, it's funny you say that because, you know, if someone mentioned, you know, the Wednesday Night War, and I said, what's the Wednesday Night War? And they said, well, if there's more than one show on Wednesday night, people got to choose. And I said, well, no, people don't got to choose. You don't have to choose between which show to listen to. I encourage you to listen to every show that plays at the same time as ours because that's only going to give, like, honest criticism. If my show and our show and this show sucks, I want to hear about it. I would love to hear about how bad a show was. Rip it apart because I will strive to make it that much better the next time. I think there will probably be not many complaints on this show tonight. I think structure-wise, bro, I think we got it good.
That's good to hear, man. Are you, are you moving studios or are you just upgrading it?
Oh, the studio, we're keeping the same studio. The humble folks at W.L. Fraley Studios in beautiful Pismo Beach, California, is allowing, you know, us this extra time here. I mean, they could sell the spot. I mean, there are several other radio podcasts that I'm sure want to go on at that time slot. And they're bumping up SenCal Pro because they know that we have the show that delivers. And going on at 7, I mean, you got to admit, that's pretty inventive. You know, we've always been on at 8. I, as a radio host, have always traditionally broadcast at 8. But broadcasting at 7 now, live, I mean, that's going to go toe-to-toe with some of the NBC shows, even.
That's prime time, brother.
Right? Prime time. And it's like, you know, if you need to make a mark, and I don't mean one in the audience, you need to make a mark somewhere in the Central Coast, the way to do it is broadcasting, whether you're making a television show, radio show, even putting on an internet podcast. It's all about presentation. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing week after week here as we lead into the 22nd of March. Fans, if I haven't said it enough, let me say it one more time. We are live at the Grad, Sunday, March 22nd, 990 Industrial Way in San Luis Obispo. Doors open at 4:30, and the first match starts at 5. I've been telling everybody, we're going old school. You know, we're breaking even another rule on the Central Coast. Every show that I've ever been to, anywhere, music shows, all kinds of stuff on the Central Coast, ringside seats always cost more than the general admission. It's always the way it is. Why? Because you can get more for them. We know that. That's how you do it. However, San Luis Obispo is a completely different market. This is a small, local, organically grown hometown with a lot of local businesses who have been here a very long time. One way to shake it up and do it different, all ticket prices. Just $10. That means if you, with your $10 ticket that you bought first or the very last $10 ticket before they're all gone here in a couple weeks, if you show up at 4:30 when the doors open, you can snag yourself a ringside seat for the same cost as any other seat in the house. We would like to reward the fans for showing up early, for showing up on time, showing their dedication to indie pro wrestling. We're giving you guys free ringside seats to everybody who shows up first. You just pay your ticket for admission, you get the free ringside upgrade, no extra charge. That's going to be the SenCal Pro difference. We want to be different on the Central Coast. Now, granted, that is no slam to anybody else out there who does sell more for ringsiders. You should. You can get more for them. However, we're doing something different here on the Central Coast. Kaden, do you think that's a little too crazy?
You know, only time's going to tell.
I think so. And, well, because if it is too crazy and, well, it doesn't sell, I have agreed to personally reimburse the company. So I, for one, would really like to see it work out.
You're not the only one.
Well, fans, thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of SenCal Pro Radio. We are coming to a close here. Remember, the show is the 22nd of March. We hope to see you guys all there. Next week, we go live at 7 p.m. with wrestling personified Rick Luxury. For Kaden Anthony, for Jimmy Ray, for SenCal Pro Radio, thank you for being live in the 805. Take care, everyone.